This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper, and this is edition number 2058, recorded on Thursday, the 25th of April, 2019. I am Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part by my co-reader,
Sarah Lomax.
We have our usual mix of items with news from the Norwich Evening News, letters to the paper, and a feature by Keith Skipper on his memories of Morecambe and Wise, with a healthy quantity of wisecracks thrown in for good measure. First, we have an apology to make. In the rush to get the post for Easter, we sent out the April edition of Let's Talk a second time, instead of sending you the May edition. We've therefore added the correct edition of Let's Talk to this edition of Chatterbox. We hope you'll think of it as a pleasant bonus. This week we also welcome a new listener, Patrick Howe. Hello, Patrick. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox.
We start this week's selection of news with stories about events that took place over the Easter break. These range from an important football match for Norwich supporters to a passion play. We also hear how businesses and venues benefited from the recent good weather and learn about TV presenter Jake Humphrey's favourite things in Norfolk as he takes on the role of ambassador for Norfolk Day.
More than 6,000 City fans filled the South Stand for a special beam-back of the club's Crunch Championship game with Stoke City at the Bet365 Arena. And while there was disappointment with the game ending 2-2, that quickly turned to joy several hours later when promotion rivals Leeds United lost to Brentford, putting Norwich within touching distance of promotion. Spirits and nerves were in equally high measure as the Canaries looked to clinch promotion to the Premier League, with the beanbag put on for supporters unable to attend the game itself. Fans watched the action unfold on three big screens mounted at pitch side, with the game also shown on the stadium's resident screen. Throughout what was a topsy-turvy game, the Carrow Road faithful were in good voice, cheering Daniel Farker's side on as if they were right there in front of them. On 18 minutes, there was a nice touch from the supporters as Carrow Road joined in a minute of applause for Stoke City fan Megan Newton, who was killed at the age of 18. Moments later, the stand erupted as Onel Hernandez gave City the lead, with the score remaining 1-0 at the break. However, the jubilation turned into frustration in the second half, with the Canaries twice pegged back, despite taking the lead again through leading scorer Timu Pukki. Following the match, there were despondent scenes as the match finished all square at 2 goals apiece.
A large crowd gathered in Anglia Square to watch a passion play performed under the shopping centre's glass canopy. The plays, sometimes called Easter pageants, date back to medieval periods and tell stories from the Bible through theatre. It featured performances from members of various churches, and even a turn from the Right Reverend Jonathan Meyrick, the Bishop of Lynn, as the angel Gabriel. A crowd watched as Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, betrayed by Judas in the Garden of Gethsemane, and taken to Golgotha to be crucified. Eric Kirk, the manager at Anglia Square, said, "Anglia Square is pleased to carry on its tradition of working with local churches, whether it is beer and carols or hosting a messy church for children. To be host to an open-air passion play is a special privilege, and we look forward to it with great anticipation."
Great Yarmouth's magnificent historic waterways have reopened after a 10-month restoration project. The £2.7 million project on the town's famous winding rivers was showcased to hundreds on Easter Sunday as crowds packed along the seafront to catch their first glimpse of the revamp. A range of family events, including an Easter egg hunt, Easter bonnet parade and duck race, took place throughout the day as crowds basked in the glorious sunshine. The revamp was led by Great Yarmouth Borough Council and supported by the National Lottery. Borough Mayor Mary Coleman said, "I am extremely happy to reopen the waterways. We've been involved with this right from the very beginning, and the fact that the Borough Council has got this going is absolutely fantastic. It's an ongoing project, but at the moment it looks magnificent with all of the work the volunteers have done on the gardens. There's still work to do, but everyone here has been admiring and enjoying it, and I'm thrilled to bits. We've really been blessed with the weather. It really could not have been better. Everybody has been crowding in to see the duck race. We've had a great time, and I'm sure everyone else has. While work continues on the site, including on the boating lake and island cafe, the speed at which workers have reached this milestone was praised by the mayor.
Norfolk tourism businesses have been treated to one of the hottest Easter weekends on record, and companies have been capitalising on the rising footfall brought about by the warm temperatures. David Field is the chief executive of Lowestoft Zoo, Africa Alive, and Norfolk's Banham Zoo. He said, with the grey clouds of despair that have been hanging over the country lately, the current sunshine is a tonic for our souls. So we are delighted that everyone is out and about enjoying great family time together at our two zoos. Business operating in the famous Broads of Norfolk and Suffolk have also seen a boost in demand since Good Friday. A spokeswoman for the Broads Boating Company in Acle said that not only have they seen a surge in demand for boats, but also in knock-on interest in their other service offerings. The spokeswoman said, "Broads Boating Company is now entering its third season since opening in spring 2017. Our recent partnership with Airbnb has allowed our bookings to soar by targeting new customers who have not previously been to the Norfolk Broads. So far this year, we have received 100% five-star ratings." She continued, "Our on-site bar and restaurant, Pedro's, is also expected to have an amazing season, giving customers a unique eating and drinking venue on the Broads." Those out enjoying the region's evening entertainment were also treated to a spectacular sunset as a result of Saharan dust being caught up in the clouds. And Stephen Gurney of Norwich Bid noted that footfall in Norwich has been up 8%, which he said is fantastic. And he carried on by saying it's especially good when you compare it to a national scale, with footfall on average only up by 0.5%. He said, "The weather just increases the feel-good factor and gets people wanting to go out and enjoy our city and all its offerings with their family and friends."
He's already sent out a rallying call for people to get involved in Norfolk Day. And now Jake Humphrey has shared his favourite things about the county and why we should all be celebrating it. There are fewer than 100 days to go until Norfolk Day, which this year will take place on Saturday, July the 27th. And as the big day looms, more and more people are being encouraged to get involved. And just in case anyone needed reminding why Norfolk is such a brilliant place in which to live and work, Norfolk Day ambassador and proud citizen Jake Humphrey has shared his Norfolk top five. Starting with the county's location, Mr. Humphrey said it was a benefit of Norfolk which was often forgotten. "I can live a really quiet rural life, and within 2 hours I'm completely in the heart of London. Norfolk is not very far away from anything." Mr. Humphrey also said that the optimism in the county and its future was exciting. "At the moment there's a real imagination and a real feeling that people are staying in the county, and the future's exciting," he said. The sports presenter, who has young children, said Norfolk was a fantastic place to raise a family. "It's just the most fantastic place to bring up children," he said. "There's nothing they want as little kids that Norfolk doesn't give them." Completing his top five with the coastline and the ability to get outdoors, he said, "Norfolk is the best place to get outdoors. There's just so much. I go to Burnham Overy with the kids, go paddleboarding and swim up the creeks. That place is just like the Maldives. It's just stunning," he said. Norfolk Day is backed by the EDP, Norwich Evening News and BBC Radio Norfolk.